government's promising. This newly minted net zero emissions target won't put industries and jobs at risk in the regions. In fact, it's estimating the plan could create more than 100,000 new direct jobs, many of them in the regions. It's an undertaking that will be closely watched in the resource and agriculture-rich parts of Queensland, as Isabel Rowe reports.
Jack Trenneman has been involved in the resources sector in central Queensland for 30 years. From the office of his engineering firm in Rockhampton, in the coalition-held federal seat of Capricornia, he responded to the Prime Minister's net zero emissions pledge with a healthy dose of scepticism.
The unknown is always going to be an element of fear.
Businesses like his and thousands of others in the region rely on the fossil fuel sector. So he's wary of how the government will reach net zero carbon emissions by 2050 and says many others feel the same.
The biggest issue that we have, and there's hundreds and thousands of people that have similar views to myself, is that we're actually changing the way that we operate here in Australia because the UN says so.
The Prime Minister says the plan to reach net zero will see more than $20 billion invested in low emissions technologies, including wind, solar and green hydrogen. Jack Trenneman thinks there's a lot of work to do before they can replace coal.
Until it's proven and it's able to support itself, I think we're all going to be sceptical. We're all willing, but until the science stacks up, and especially commercially, we're always going to be sceptical.
In southern Queensland, the very safe coalition seat of Maranoa has coal, oil and gas industries too, as well as plenty of farmers. Terry O'Leary farms watermelons and cattle on the Western Downs and wants to see the government follow through with its promise to reduce emissions.
Announcements are all well and good, but at the end of the day, unless it's actually backed up, you know, with policy and law and some funding to be able to go ahead with it, then it's political spin.
The federal government's plan predicts offsets made on farms and agricultural land will achieve 10 to 20% of the country's net zero target. Many farms are already taking part in schemes to offset carbon emissions. And Terry O'Leary says he's also making changes.
We're certainly working a lot smarter than what we were 30 years ago. We're burning less diesel. We're being much more efficient with everything we're doing. We've gone and, you know, put in cover crops that are improving our soil. They're taking carbon straight out of the atmosphere there. We've gone ahead and we've built some water infrastructure to go ahead and help mitigate any future impacts of climate change. So I guess we're looking at what's going to happen and we're moving on that way.
Do you think this concept of net zero by 2050 is scary for the ag sector, or is it, you know, what do you think the vibe is among your peers about whether Australia's doing the right thing?
I think it comes down to more not an agricultural or non-agricultural. It's probably more of an age demographic what I sit back and see with it, my peers. Just like most people in society, we live in an electorate that, you know, is a fair bit older than most others. So, you know, when they turn around and say it's conservative views because of farmers, I'd probably point more towards the fact of what our age demographic is more than anything. I think that vast majority of people are thinking that, yeah, the weather is certainly changing and things have got to be done differently.
Queensland watermelon and cattle farmer Terry O'Leary ending Isabel Rowe's report.